Well, 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 well. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Oh, I'm in such a mood today, Nikki.
I bet you are.
Oh, what a great weekend. I never have great weekends. I felt like I had a really great weekend this weekend.
That's good.
I hope you did, too. Man, I saw you all dressed up in your Facebook. You were really happy in that Facebook. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Looked like you were sitting on something. I mean, you had a smile on your face with your costume on. I'll tell you what.
It was a good time.
Mm-hmm. Somebody got crazy.
I didn't get crazy.
Yeah, there's some craziness going on.
No, there wasn't.
Yeah, there was. I could tell. Oh, I could tell. Ooh.
You think you could?
Mm-hmm. Nikki had a pictures up on Facebook of her wearing her costume. It's not even Halloween yet. She's got her costume on.
It was a Halloween party.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, you were. She was like a slutty Hello Kitty.
It's not slutty.
No, I think, well, it's the eye of the beholder. Sluttiness is in the eye of the beholder, I suppose. You looked happy.
It was fun.
Where was this party at?
At a friend's.
Oh, boy. Was this one of the good parties? Or?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I was hoping it was a good one.
No.
Dirty one.
No.
The dirty party.
No.
Kind of party I'd like to go to.
That already happened.
What? Oh, you already did that one too? Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
That was last weekend.
Oh, really? You went to that one too?
Yeah.
Did we talk about this?
I tried to, but you were in all week long. You were like,
whoa, is the world.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to do that. I wonder what was going on there, but yeah.
I don't know.
I had some people tell me that. They're like, Jesus, what's up with you last week? And I was like, what? They go, oh, my God. Yeah, I think I was tired last week or something. And the Cubs game was making me crazy. It really was.
The Cubs and Trump, and that's all I remember from last week.
Cubs and angry. And I was angry at myself for talking about Trump.
And then you would do it again.
Yeah, and then I'd do more politics. I get so sick of talking politics. And then, you know, these people, you know, and once the listeners find out, then they F with me, you know.
Yeah.
They do it on purpose because they hear me say, oh, I don't want to talk about stupid politics. And then they send me messages going, what do you think about this?
Right. They suck you in.
Those effers. Oh, God, they make me so angry. But the moments on, like, Facebook Live were good. I was smart with that, I think. I don't think I was, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I
Yeah, I can remember three distinct times I tried to head it towards that, and you were like, back to Trump.
God damn, like, oh, I can't believe I missed it, you know? Oh, man.
It's moot now.
So, yeah, you went to a party last weekend, or 2 weekends ago. My depression was so great.
You didn't even want to hear about it.
God bless. You see, that's why I was out of it last week.
I know.
You still been on decent shows.
You didn't miss anything.
Did you miss anything? Anybody miss you? I mean, how was that party?
I got a little tipsy.
Really?
And had a good time.
Did anyone touch you at any improper places?
No.
Oh, so it was proper when they touched you.
No.
There
was no touching.
Oh, no touching went on. Oh, well, then I don't want to hear the story.
I just sat there and drank my drink.
And watched.
Took it all in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, taking it in. I see what you're
getting at.
Yeah, I see what you're getting at.
Costumes.
Oh, I see you were taking it in.
Yeah, right.
You were taking it all in. Yeah. I got to tell you something. Did you watch the game on Saturday night?
I was at the party. And it seems like they win when I don't watch.
Oh, so you weren't even watching the game at the party?
I was getting updates on Facebook.
There is no way I could have gone to a party on that. There's just no way.
Well, I had planned it out.
I know, but there's still, like, I'll tell you what, my wife and daughter, they got concert tickets for this week.
For what?
When the World Series is going on. You know, I want to tell you what, this is how prepared I was.
Right.
You know, months ago, when I saw that when they had scheduled the World Series, I told my wife, that's it. I'm not doing anything. I'm not doing anything on those nights when the World Series are going on. Mm-hmm. And she goes, well, what? And I go, we're going to make the World Series. I was convinced. I was convinced that it was going to happen. So I told my wife, I'm not scheduling anything around the World Series. I don't want to be doing anything.
Right.
And, you know, I was very ready for the Cubs to win the World Series. Now, that was months ago, you know. Mm-hmm. Now, when it actually came down to the games, I've been scared to death, you know. Mm-hmm. When it came down to the games, I was going, oh, my God, you know, I was like, oh, my God, we got to win this game. We're going to lose, blah, blah, blah. But I'm telling you, when months ago, I was more confident, you know, a month ago or two than I was. And my wife goes to buy tickets. I said, you can't buy those tickets. She goes, well, I said, make sure the World Series isn't going on. Mm-hmm. She didn't check. And now she's got tickets. They got tickets to go to this concert. I mean, listen, the concert is what it is. So I don't know if they could have changed it anyway. But.
Right.
They're going to have, you know, these tickets for this concert when the Cubs will be playing game 4.
Oh.
And my wife goes, well, it's only game 4, so we'll have, I go, yeah, I can't believe we're going to the concert. So she goes, well, they'll be only playing game 4. So she goes, we'll have some more left. I said, no, wait a minute. No. I said, you're thinking that they're going to automatically, you know, be 4 games. I said, or be 7 games. I said, what if it's 4? Yeah. I said, what if one of the teams is up 3-0? That fourth game could be the last one.
Right.
And so she was like, oh, my God. She goes, what was wrong with me? And I said, yeah. So she was, now she's freaking out. She goes, oh, my God. I said, that's what happens, you know, and.
If it was game 3, that would be different.
Yeah, you got to schedule something 1, 2, or 3.
Well, you don't want to miss 1.
I said, so let me get this.
It would have to be 2 or 3.
So I said, let me get this straight. You guys might be gone, okay? You might be gone, and I'll be sitting here all alone in my house, in our house, when the Cubs finally win the World Series.
I bet you if you run outside, there'll be other people outside screaming, hooting, and hollering.
Yeah, but I'm telling you. Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you, there's a good, you know, a good chance. A good chance. So, I, you know.
And I love that they're going to play the Indians.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of cool because the Indians have not done it in forever, you know.
1948.
Yeah.
Thank you for waking me up.
Well, you're welcome, George. I mean, my goodness. They haven't won forever.
It's a shame.
It is, but not as long as the
1908.
Not as long as the Cubs. Yes,
it's quite rude.
It is 1908. I can't even fathom it. Good Lord, can you imagine? It's been this long since the Cubs. I mean, my lifetime, they've never gone.
Right.
Never seen them go. For it finally happened is
a whole. Technical revolution has happened.
Did you? I don't know if you saw the Facebook post, but I put up a Facebook post Saturday night that said, I really mean this. I knew it would feel good.
Yeah.
I had no idea it would feel that good.
Right.
When it happened, it felt, I can't even describe it. It felt like, it just felt like everything changed, and I know it's bizarre.
Yeah,
I know it's bizarre, but you know, I know I have, and other people, we've been in this long depression for so long, based on many factors. You know, the world's gone to hell. Politics are a mess.
Yeah,
it's just since 9/11. I honestly felt like. And I wasn't the only one who said this. I had several conversations this weekend, yesterday, where people I talked to said the same damn thing. They're like, It's like since 9/11 of 2001, you know, for 15 years.
Yeah.
There has been this depression. There has been this, you know, this horribleness that's just been hanging over all of us.
Because nothing good's really happened.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. It was great that my daughter was born and that, you know, I've had that. But there has been this, there's been like a somewhere. And I didn't even realize it till after it was gone on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And suddenly it's like the Cubs winning the World Series. It's like, oh my God. Everything feels anew again. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about it. I'm like, oh God, you know what? I'm going to start doing everything differently and I need to do this and I need to do that. Now there's some kind of euphoria that I am in.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope it doesn't go away quickly. I hope it lasts for a little bit.
Right.
So it felt great to finally go there. And I'm to the point now where I'm like, you know what? I want them to win. I mean, I'm greedy.
Yeah.
I want them to win. But also, even if we don't, which I think they're going to, but even if they don't,
right,
it's still going to be this amazing thing that they've accomplished.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I'll be sad if they lose. I really don't. And boy, the momentum from what they've done is so... It's so amazing. It's hard to, you really do feel bad for the Indians, you know?
Yeah.
Because they finally make it there, and now...
That's who they have to go up against.
Yeah, yeah, and they're like going, oh my God, this team is so fired up now. They haven't done it in so long. I'll give you an example.
They're just as fired up.
I'll give you an example of the 2004 Cardinals. Oh, hold on, I'm blowing my nose. Mm-hmm. The 2004 Cardinals were the best team in baseball. All right? The best team in baseball. No doubt about it. But the Boston Red Sox had such... To finally make it to the World Series. You know what I mean? They had such a... It was such a thrill for them just to make it. They had this amazing 7-game series against the Yankees. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
Everything that could go right for them went right in that Yankee series. And they were so fired up for having finally made it that it didn't matter that the Cardinals were the best team in baseball.
Right.
It didn't matter. And anybody who watched baseball in 2004, you know it to be true. The Cardinals were the best team. But it didn't matter because the Red Sox were on such a roll from finally making it. I think they swept them. And I don't think even the Cardinals, I think the Cardinal players who spoke afterwards are like, there was just, it seemed like nothing we could do was right. These guys were the team of destiny. And for the Cardinals, I think it was, you know, when Boston, lost the first couple games, when Boston won the first couple games, they were like, oh, this is over. And that's a hard thing for a team like that to fathom, but they did, you know what I mean? Now, don't get me wrong, the Cardinals had won it more recently than Cleveland has. So I feel like the Cubs have that same kind of momentum that Boston had. Now, I do feel that Cleveland isn't on one hand, it's like Cleveland is not like St. Louis where they haven't, where they've been there
right
in the last. But Cleveland went in 1997. They went in 1997, and they were great, and they lost, you know.
Yeah.
So, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be an interesting, very interesting World Series. I'm looking forward to it. And it starts tomorrow night.
I know.
Which I've also known because tomorrow is also my birthday.
I know.
So, the Cubs playing the World Series on my birthday. Whitney,
There's your birthday present right there.
What did I just call you?
I don't know.
Hold on. Anybody listening? What did I say? I called you my niece's name.
Huh?
I don't know if you picked it up.
I didn't.
I called you my niece's name. I called you Whitney.
Oh.
Why in the world would I do that? I haven't talked to my niece in months.
I didn't catch it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm nuts. I'm crazy. The Cubs are making me... You know, I'm talking about them. I'm getting all flustered and flumbered and everything else. I'll tell you something, Nikki. The Cubs are, are such a gift for me because I for my whole life I've been saying,
oh, yeah.
I've been a baseball fan my whole life. My whole life I realized when I was very young, hey, my birthday's around the same time as the World Series,
mm-hmm.
which is cool. I'm like, wow, you know, my birthday's the same time as the World Series. And I thought, one of these days, my Cubs are going to play in the World Series. And then it wasn't long before I realized, no, they're not. You know, like, no, they won't. And then it ends up, you know, of me hoping, oh, my God, I hope it happens, hope it happens, hope it happens. And now it's actually happening. So that's pretty cool, you know. It's very, very cool that I'll actually get to spend my birthday doing what I've wanted to do on it my entire life.
Right.
Which is watching the Chicago Cubs play and hopefully win the World Series.
That is so awesome.
And I'll tell you something. I don't think if you look at the team, I don't think this is the first one. I'm not predicting they're going to be there every year.
Right.
But I think they're going to be at least in the running every year to be a World Series team, at least for a while. So
yeah.
Very happy.
Got a great team.
Yeah. So anyway, that happened Saturday. I was doing that. Of course, you were at a party.
Yeah.
Saw some of the people in pictures there that I knew and I noticed. What's going on there?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm just asking.
Of course.
Or as people in the inner city say, I'm axing. I'm just axing. Trying to find out what's happening. I'm looking at Nikki's pictures, and all of a sudden I see people I know. I'm like, what the hell is going on there?
Just friends.
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on. There was a friend of mine in the pictures, but I mean, my friend was divorced. I didn't even know.
Yep.
I think Nikki knew before me.
Yep.
I thought I was pretty good friends with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
You just must not keep up with him.
Well, I don't. I never talk to the guy about personal stuff, you know.
Well, it's been on his Facebook.
Well, I got 5,000 Facebook friends and a couple thousand followers,
well,
so I can't.
You better get to looking at people's stuff so you can keep up with them.
No, I don't check Facebook a lot. I check the Messenger.
Uh-huh.
And like during the show, like when we're doing this show live, I'll be on the Morning Disaster Facebook page.
Right.
So that way people can send me messages and stuff, you know. Or they send jokes about, you know, other people on the show and mm-hmm. But I like that, but I don't know, you know. I don't know whose son's getting bar mitzvahed or who's having a 50th anniversary. I don't know any of that bullshit, you know. And I mean, it seems to me a lot of the Facebook anymore, and I don't like to go to Facebook mm-hmm. because it's always, you know, someone bitching about Hillary Clinton or bitching about Donald Trump or complaining because their life's going to shit or talking about, but this weekend, every time I went there, it seemed to be somebody else talking about starting over.
Yeah.
Time to start over, and people saying, like making threats against, you know, like not saying the name of the person that they're threatening.
Yeah, and then you want to know who it is.
But but you know what? I used to. Now,
somebody I know.
Now there's this malaise where I'm like, oh, I've got to get off this. I just don't even. And I just go to Twitter, you know. So I just can't. Facebook is so, oh my God, you know. Facebook brings out the massive narcissism. It really, really does. And I just cannot handle the narcissism on Facebook. Because everyone thinks, and I'm as guilty of this as everybody, you know, everyone thinks that everyone gives a damn what everyone's right, or what you're writing. And, you know, and they're right, because if you chose to be friends with this person or follow this person, so therefore you have to put up with the bullcrap they write on Facebook. So right. A lot of times I just don't read it, you know.
Yeah.
But nobody forces you to read it, so I just try not to read it. And then somebody goes to me and says, well, didn't you see what they wrote on Facebook? I'm like, no. No, I didn't. I don't give a damn what's going on their Facebook. I only care about what's going on my Facebook. That's how it's supposed to work, you know. You only care about your stuff, and then you hope you're not the only one. So, yeah, but I did put up a picture of my daughter and I on.
Yeah, I saw that.
On Saturday night, and I don't know if you could tell, but I mean, Nikki, I was crying. I couldn't believe I was crying. It just hit me.
An emotional win.
Yeah, I just couldn't believe it. And it wasn't like it was a surprise. I mean, we were winning 5-0 in the, you know, after a few innings or whatever. It was pretty obvious, like in the 5th inning, that the game was over, you know. Mm-hmm. But you never know. You're still not sure. And then when they got down to the last 9 outs, like in the 7th inning, I was counting outs.
And yeah, I saw that.
When they finally won the game on that double play, it was crazy. And I just started, I was happy and I was screaming and, oh, yeah, yeah. And the next thing you know, I'm like, oh, wait a minute, what is going on here? What's happening to my eyes? What is this?
You were crying tears of joy, Raymond. You were crying tears of joy. Men cry.
Thank you, little Lloyd. Yeah, it was going down my cheek.
There's a watery substance coming from my eyes.
Yeah, I was like, what the hell's going on? And like my wife and daughter got really quiet. We're screaming, oh my God, yeah, yeah, can't believe, oh my God, I'm screaming. And then I noticed that they stopped screaming and I'm like, what the hell? And then it's like, I feel something and I go, oh, my God. And I'm like, they must have noticed I was crying, and now they're just in shock, you know. And I look over, and they're both crying. They're crying, aww, too. So I had to grab tissues, and I pulled the tissues. I had these tissues on the table next to me, and I grabbed them, and I threw them on the couch, you know, between all of us so they could get tissues, too, because all of us were just crying.
Aww.
And my daughter, my daughter is 14 years old, she goes, oh, my God, I've waited for this my whole life.
it is her whole life.
You're 14.
It's her whole life.
I had to wait longer than that just to see them make the playoffs. I mean, they didn't make the playoffs. I was like 17 when they made the playoffs.
Right.
Oh, my God, yeah. So it was amazing. It was just special. So I hope anybody who's a Cub fan out there, you felt the same way. I'll tell you what, a lot of Cardinal fans who were friends of mine sent me the nicest notes, you know?
Yeah.
But now I know why they are the way they, you know, because when the Cardinals win, people are so, you know, they're fired up. And I always like, you know, on social media for the last 10 years or so that social media has been around, or however long it's been, you know, I always go, oh, settle down. You know, I'm always like, oh, stop it with the bragging. Oh, you made blah, 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 blah. But now it happened to me, and I'm like, oh, my God, now I understand. Now I know why. I feel because I'm experiencing it. So I want to apologize to Cardinal fans. I want to apologize to them because I now understand why you're so obnoxious around this time of year. And I completely appreciate it because I'm now experiencing what it's like for my team to go. So anyway, that describes the game this weekend. Mm-hmm. I hurt my back. Did you injure yourself anyway?
No.
Okay. So Saturday, forgive me. You know, I used to coach softball.
And yes, I did injure myself.
Wait a minute. How did you injure yourself? Tell me.
I gave myself a pedicure and I over-pedicured my heel.
Oh, for God's sakes. I thought it was a real injury. Pedicure.
I can barely walk.
Well, what the hell were you using? A potato peeler?
Scraper.
What are you scraping?
Scraper.
Why are you scraping your heel so bad?
Because I didn't know I had done it so bad.
Oh, was it like filthy heel blood and stuff?
No, it's just like the skin on it went from, you know, callus to being as soft as your fingers.
I don't get this with you women. What's wrong with the callus?
It's ugly.
Why do you got to get the callus off?
It's nasty.
What's wrong with it?
What, soft, supple feet?
Yeah, but you know, here's the deal. Calluses exist for a reason. Like when I played guitar, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When I played guitar, when the Pickles were on tour and stuff.
You want a callus.
Yes, the hardest, in fact, the worst thing in the world is when you finally decide to start practicing it. Like I would take off a month or two, you know what I mean? And then we'd have to practice again. And then, okay, the worst thing was to start playing again and try to develop that callus because it hurt. And I was like, oh my God, I got to get this freaking callus back because the pain is killing me. And then when I got the calluses back on my fingers, I was like, oh, good, you know. I'm like, oh, good. Now I can not be in pain anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't understand. And it's not like the callus was excessive and just kept growing more callus. It's like once it was there, it was just there. It was hard, and I didn't have to worry about, you know.
I don't want hard feet.
The human body is amazing, and it gives you this gift of a callus on your skin. So women go, oh, I've got this callus that keeps my feet from hurting when I walk, okay?
That's ugly.
And then the first thing they want to do is they want to scrape off the callus. So they take these
files. One foot's fine. The other foot, I just went a little bit too far.
They take these files.
This one had a blade on it.
Made of stone. Oh, my God. You had blades on it?
Yeah, it had it's the blade.
Oh, jeez. It's like a cheese grater. You took a cheese grater to your foot. It's like you were grating some Velveeta. I don't understand that. You're suffering.
But my feet look really pretty now.
Yeah, but I mean, it hurts like hell.
As long as I'm not standing on it.
That's what I mean.
It's just the heel. And I had high heels for my outfit because I had on...
You had to wear your slutty heels, your slut
I had
shoes.
On the lace, like, little girl socks.
Oh, Jesus.
Look with my black heels with a big bow on them.
Ugh.
And I made it, like, down the hallway, and I had to take them off. And then I had backup shoes.
Yeah.
They were a pair of Mary Janes, and I put those on, and I couldn't walk in them. So I had to walk around in just my socks.
Oh, man. And now you're showing people your... Were you showing anyone your foot?
No.
Oh, okay.
Just in case my socks came off.
Oh, look at my feet. Oh.
They're so pretty.
I better rub them in front of you and moan. Oh.
I ain't rub them. Someone else rub them.
Someone has to rub my feet. I'm divorced. I'll rub them. Oh, rub them. Oh.
You're
going
to get in trouble.
Rub them with your penis. Oh.
Stop. You're going to get in trouble.
I'm not getting in trouble.
You're going to get in trouble by me.
I'm not doing anything. Oh, my penis feels so much better than your feet.
Raymond.
By the way, I don't get the feet thing at all.
Some guys don't.
I 100% do not.
Well, you've obviously never had your toes sucked.
No, God, no. Are you? Oh, my God. There's no way I can respect anyone who sucks my toes. I'm serious. I would, if a girl tried to suck my, I think someone.
Kisses in the arch of your foot.
I know someone that tried to kiss my feet.
Kisses in the arch of your foot.
Oh, no, 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 no. I remember being with a girl and. I could not tell you any specifics about it other than I remember she moved to kiss my feet and I was like, no, 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 no.
Kisses on the inside of your ankle.
Oh, no, God, no. Oh, stay away from my feet. And you know what? To be honest, I don't want to touch anyone's feet. I don't want to suck anyone's toes. Kiss any arches. I don't want like I'm not going to say who, but someone told me once. I won't even say if it was someone on the Morning Disaster. But, God, they asked them. They were talking about foot jobs. I go, what? They go, foot jobs.
I've seen that in porn.
The, you know, women grab your penis with their feet. I'm going, what? Yeah, you ever had a foot job? I'm like, hell no. What? That's like assault.
What?
That's like assault grabbing my penis. That's
not assault.
That's I'm not sure what's getting more assaulted, the penis or the foot.
If they're clean
or feet.
Or
the feet, or as my grandpa would say, the foots.
The foots are clean.
Yeah. Well, I just don't want anyone touching my junk.
Touching your penis?
With their feet. No, I did have a girl. Okay, I did have a girl once. I was wearing pants. Because
you use your foot to manipulate on the outside.
I was wearing pants. Was it like a wedding or something, you know? I don't think it was jeans. I remember it being like pants. And I did have a girl, yeah. We were sitting across from each other at a table. And she put her foot in between my legs. And started rubbing around down there with her foot that had, like, hose on it.
Yeah.
Now, that was kind of, I will say, that was kind of hot, you know.
Well, see, some people like to take it a few steps farther.
That was kind of hot. You know? And, but anything else, like, you know.
Right.
But it's like I couldn't see this girl's feet going into my crotch. I was like sitting and, you know.
It's not your thing.
Yeah. So that was kind of hot. I'll admit. But, you know, if my wife started doing that, I'd be like, hey, wait. I didn't sign up for this. I didn't sign up for this. You know. My wife has never shown any interest in any foot anything.
Right.
Now, like when she was younger, her feet would hurt, you know, like legitimately hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And I rubbed them. And I think she even said, I was trying to help her. I'm like, here, I'll rub your feet. And she goes, no. Uh-uh. But one time I think I rubbed them. She goes, that actually feels good. Thank you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Oh, but, I love having my feet rubbed.
Yeah. And I will say that she has rubbed my feet before, like after basketball and stuff. Or after a Pickles gig when I'm really, you know. When they're really sore, I've had that happen, and that was nice.
Mm-hmm.
But there wasn't anything sexual about it. Nothing sexual. It was, you know, it was comfort of, oh my God, my feet are hurting.
Right.
And when they were rubbed, they felt better.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing sexual, you know. And if I tried to suck on my wife's toes or something,
right.
No way. Uh-uh. She'd be like, nope, uh-uh. Mm-mm. Nope.
You get a foot to the forehead.
Mm-hmm.
Get out.
All right, she'd give me the Bruce Lee. Bap. Foot right to the side of the head.
Smack you with the foot.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, I do have some listener correspondence today.
Yeah.
Corey says, Ray, you're not listening to Nikki. Why do you think she would want nice, soft feet? She was going to a party and wanted cute, sexy feet. How thick was that?
Callus.
How thick was that
callus
that she had to use an apple grinder? An angle grinder, I'm sorry. Use an ankle grinder to remove them. That's true.
That's what they use when you go get a pedicure.
Oh, my God. They're like, you know.
I got the same tool.
It's like a lathe. No, cutting into your feet. Corey says, I'm not into foot play, but alcohol will make you do some crazy ass shit. Yes. I think that's Corey's way of admitting that.
Maybe he's been there.
He's had his feet sucked. I gotta be honest. I think that's gay. I think that's kind of gay.
It's not.
By another guy. Did a dude suck your feet, Corey?
You're horrible.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I would not like that. And I think someone tried, and I was like, oh, I pulled that foot out of there quicker. No. Don't touch my feet.
Now, is it because the sensation felt bad or because you were self-conscious?
Yeah, no, I just didn't like it. I mean, this has been a long time. My wife would never, she would never suck my feet. Thank God. That's one of the reasons I married her. I said, boy, I'm crazy. Why? Do you suck feet? She goes, no. I said, oh, good. Let's get married. It's like one of the things that you got to ask.
Right.
Like even in, you know, like we had the best house we owned. I don't even know why I sold it. We had this house that had this fantastic jacuzzi in it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my feet would end up, you know, she would be on one side and I'd be on the other, and our feet would end up, you know, close to the rest of us. And, you know, at no point did she ever grab my foot and suck on it. Ugh. Like I said, don't get me wrong. Now, she'd wash it and stuff, you know, we're in the tub together. Just like if we were in a tub now and if she wanted, I'd wash her feet. That's not any, you know.
I used to get pedicures to my ex-fiance. I couldn't stand his nasty feet, so I took care of it.
Yeah, no, my wife did that for me once, you know.
I'm talking washing and clipping nails and digging the dirt out.
Well, my wife used to have this thing. I don't even know what the hell happened to it. She had this thing that we soaked our feet in.
Mm-hmm.
It was like this vibrating thing.
I want one of those.
You put the water in it and it vibrated and you put your feet in. It actually felt really good. And like I said, I was playing basketball a lot. Which, by the way, I wish to God I wasn't playing basketball because that's what ruined my knees. People, I can't stress this enough. If you're 400 pounds, don't play basketball. Don't. You're destroying your knees, you know. So I would stick my feet in this. My wife would put this stuff in it, you know what I mean? And you put your feet in it, it was awesome. I mean, your feet, you know, it's you soaked in it, so it not only did it clean them, but it also just made them feel better, especially if you had cramps or if your feet were sore from, you know, excessive use. But never, ever would I put my feet for someone to suck on or me to suck on anyone's feet. That ain't going to happen.
Aw.
I'm sorry it upsets you, but.
No. It's just you're missing out on a good thing.
No, there's nothing I'm missing out on.
Yes.
So if there's any guy out there wanting to suck feet, Nikki's saying, bring it on.
Don't do that. They'll come out of the woodwork.
Now, do they just keep going up the knee and just continue with the sucking until they get to the to the good area?
Mm-hmm. The good ones do.
They start at the toes and work their way. I don't think I can do that. I've never done that. No woman who's ever been with me, and let's face it, it's pretty much been the same one for 26 years, you know.
Get a little ankle action.
She's never gotten that. Maybe she secretly likes it, and right after I die, that's the first thing she's going to go looking for. You know what I mean? That's the first thing she's going looking
for. She's
going
to go find a foot fetish place.
Did I tell you what my wife's thing about a death?
Yeah, you have to wait a year.
Oh, okay, so I did tell you. Yeah.
Yes.
By the way, you know, she never says that she's going to wait. She never says that she'd wait. It's always, I better wait if she dies. So, by the way, how can anyone look at
the... She, like, wakes up and knocks on the coffin and said, I'm still alive.
I'll tell you what. How could anyone look at the two of us and think there's any chance in hell that she's going to die before me?
Never know.
Oh, please. Here, I'm weighing 500 pounds, you know what I mean? I'm disgusting and horrible shape, you know what I mean? If I hit 60, people are saying, oh, my God, that's impressive. You know what I mean? Meanwhile, she's in shape. She's, you know what I mean? She looks good. Yeah. She looks younger. You know, she'll live to be 80-something. She'll hit 80s. Well, how she thinks she's somehow going to die before I do? Come on. But
we don't know when we're going to die.
And maybe she secretly, if I did die, She might be out there looking for someone to suck toes, you know.
Could be.
Oh, start at the toes and move all the way up like Nikki likes it. Ooh. Lick that funk behind the knees.
There's no funk behind the knees.
Oh, I do. You don't get that funk? Oh.
No.
Let me tell you what. If I work out hard and stuff, and I'm serious. Stay with me here.
This is like every other part of my leg.
I know. Let's say I wake up, right? And I'm working out. And I get done working out. I don't have time to shower. So I throw on, like some clothes, you know. Mm-hmm. I go and I work or whatever. And I get sweaty, whatever. Like, especially when I was playing in the band, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I would, the day would go on. And eventually, I'd go get undressed to take a shower or something.
Mm-hmm.
Take off my pants. And
well, that's obvious.
After I sit down, I'm like, ooh.
Are you sure it was your knees?
I'm like, what the what is that smell? I'm like, oh, my God. I was walking. So I take my hands. I take the two fingers and sort of rub them against my balls.
Ugh.
And then I take them close to my nose. I go, that's not them.
Oh, God.
I rub it, underneath the fat, I put my fingers through my waist, underneath my fat.
Ugh.
I'm like, no, it's not that.
It's so gross and graphic.
I stick my fingers in my belly button, pull them out.
Oh, stop it.
I pull them out, I go, no, it's not that.
Ugh.
And I try armpits, I try.
People are eating breakfast.
I try up near the moobs.
Stop.
I turn around, I put them to the crack of my ass.
Ugh.
I'm like, no, that's not it. What the hell is the smell? And then I move down my legs and I go, oh, wait a minute. There's my knees. And I go, but not on the knees, behind my knees. Like where your legs bend?
Yeah, that would be behind your knee.
And I rub my two fingers down there and I bring them up and I go, oh, oh, God, that's it. There it is. There it was.
I need a wash behind the knees.
Oh, you're damn right I did. Oh, my God, I got to the... I get to the shower, and I'm like, oh, God. I get a scrub brush, because
Yes, you and your scrub brush.
I get that scrub brush, and I just work behind the knees. I work that shit. Gotta work it.
I don't have that problem.
Oh, I'm telling you, you do. Everybody's got it. They just don't think to look.
No, I don't.
Yep. Take those two fingers, people. Rub those two fingers behind your knees. And
it's just like the skin everywhere else on my leg.
Oh, God. No, you get some funk built up back. I'm telling you, get funk.
There's no funk.
Yes.
There'd be just as much funk on the front of my shin as there would be back behind my
knees. Oh, no, behind your knees. Oh, because you're sweating. A lot of sweat back there.
Oh, well, I don't.
Behind the knees, Raymond, there is an excessive amount of sweat glands that a human being possesses.
Thank you, little Noid.
If one is unclean and doesn't take care of themselves properly, maybe misses that area during showers, it can build up to have a considerable foul smell.
Little Noid knows.
Men and your hygiene problems.
And of those people who have a fetishes of their knees, a penis fits... A penis would fit right behind your knees if you give someone a knee job.
Nice.
Oh, my God. Knee job. What's a knee job?
I'm glad you asked, Raymond. Someone may insert their penis behind your knee and you slowly start to close your knee around the penis.
He sounds like you talk from experience.
He sounds like he's getting very, excited about it.
Take that knee, bitch. And then what you do is you move your knee back and forth, causing pleasure for the penis. Take it, bitch. Take my knee.
You're so childish.
Little Noid likes this experience. He must like getting a knee job.
From a hairy vein.
Hmm.
Nikki, are you interested in perhaps,
No.
Are you sure? You don't,
no.
My penis is erect. I'm ready for...
No.
Good day, sirs.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so, there's this Little Lloyd's offering knee job. I've never heard of a knee job. Hmm. Well, one thing about this episode, you have discovered what a knee job is, everyone. Corey is telling me about the whole gay thing. Corey says, I'm not into foot play, but alcohol will make you do some crazy ass shit, remember? And so I said, you know. He said, no, you ass. I have sucked a toe or two of girls. And then he says, I bet little Noid has sucked a toe.
It had veins.
There you go. Oh, my goodness.
And you hurt yourself.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's how I started the story. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I haven't coached softball. All right. Mm-hmm. And I stopped coaching last around July. You know, I couldn't do it anymore. I just couldn't do it. It was killing me. My knees were so bad. I just couldn't walk. And the problem is these fields are so far away from where you park. And, you know, I just, because of that, I had to stop coaching. And my doctor was saying, you got to stop, you know, you got to, until, you know, things change, you can't be walking on concrete and doing all this other crap, you know. So I had to stop. And I hadn't even seen any softball. So the girls that were on the team that I coached, they were playing this weekend. And the team I coached, the Pumas, I turned it over to my friend Fluff, you know, Jamie, to take over. Mm-hmm. And he turned the pro. Now he turned it into two different teams, and it's a really good organization. So they were playing in the tournament, as was the girls that I used to coach. They were playing in the tournament. So I went there to watch Saturday. Well, first game of the day was the Pumas, okay. And then the second game was the second Pumas team playing the girls I used to coach. And then the third game was the first Pumas team playing another team. And then the fourth game was the team I used to coach versus another. I mean, there was a lot of softball, right? Mm-hmm. So I showed up and I went to watch the whole thing. Now, because I'm not coaching anymore, all right, because I'm not coaching, I went out and because when I coach, I always sat on, you know, the dugout bench. Mm-hmm. Or we had this container that held all the balls, you know. Mm-hmm. We had all these different ball, what do they call them? I don't know what they call them, but buckets, ball buckets, okay? Right. And there were buckets, and I sat on one of the buckets. And, you know, my pitching coach, he sat on a bucket. You know, we always had the buckets to sit on. So, and I'd sit on the bucket all day, but, you know, when the nervous situations, I get up, I'd pace, you know what I mean? Like, I was constantly standing up during the game because of the nervousness of what was going on. So, because I wasn't coaching anymore, I said, well, got to get a chair. So, my wife got me this this fat man's, you know, like those chairs that people use as lawn chairs, you know? Mm-hmm. So, my wife gets me this fat man's version of a lawn chair. Mm-hmm. And I was all excited. I'm like, oh, I've never gotten a chance to use this chair because I'm always sitting, you know, I'm always sitting in the dugout. So I'm actually going to, I was also going to a game on Saturday, and I'm like, oh, I actually get to sit. I will actually get to sit in my new chair. You know, I was all excited. And as I was all excited, I sit in the new chair. Well, I had never sat in it before. And I got in there and I was really comfortable. I'm like, oh my, look at this. I'm so comfortable. Oh my God.
Were you getting a foot job, sir?
No, I was not getting a foot job.
A chair job?
I have no idea what a chair job is.
And that's when you have that's when the penis goes into the back of the chair.
I really don't want to hear the rest of this.
Okay, sir.
So I'm sitting in this chair, right? Mm-hmm. And it's really comfortable. All right. It was really comfortable. I'm like, oh, this feels great, you know. I'd never experienced the comfort of this chair. So I'm sitting back there, and it's cool, and it's really hard to get out of for me.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason it's really hard to get out of is because, and I didn't realize at the time, but I'm sort of, you're not so much sitting as you are sort of kicked back, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I finally got up to go to the bathroom in this chair. And just getting out of the chair was like, oh my God, this is like a difficult to get out of, you know.
Right.
And then I get up to go to the bathroom. And the chair, my tailbone hurts. I'm like, oh my God, my tailbone Ouch. Is horrible. So I never have tailbone pain, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh my God. And then I sort of kind of, when I stand all the way up, my tailbone hurts, but also I feel pain start going up, like, both sides of my back.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, my God. So I go to walk to the bathroom. And the bathroom's in this, it's like a downward slope, and I got to walk all the way down.
I know where you're at.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, you went to high school there.
Right.
So I was in Pawnee. So I walked down the slope to go to the bathroom, and my God, by the way, this bathroom was filthy. Well, and I was really pissed. I was really angry, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I go to the bathroom, all right, and I got to take a pee. But listen, I am, you know, I don't, my legs hurt. My back hurts because I was sitting in this chair, right? And I was just going to go in and stand to pee, but I'm like, oh, my God, I just can't even stand. I got to sit down.
Mm-hmm.
So like a woman, I squat to pee. Oh, I'm sure none of the listeners will say anything about that.
Mm-mm.
And I sit down, right? And so it's dark, and I, you know, my own fault. I should have turned the lights on in there. So I go in the bathroom. I drop my pants, right? And I squat to pee. So I do it, and then I go to pull up my pants, and they're wet. I'm like, what the what? And I get up, and I turn on the other light in the room that I didn't hit the switch when I first walked in. I should have turned to both on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I look. Some savages were in there. Like, the whole floor is covered in piss.
Ew.
So I dropped my pants in, like, foul piss that was all... I was like, oh, my God. Like, are you kidding me? So then I'm trying to clean. So I'm taking...
Like, oh, bathroom.
It was horrible. Horrible. So I'm trying to pull out the rag, the paper towels, and put water on it, and it's, oh, it's a mess. It's a freaking mess. So, at that point, now I just want to go home. I'm like, oh, now I got to go home. The game is almost over. So I go over and get my chair, and I walk to my car. And I'm going home, you know what I mean? I have to pull my pants down in the car so I don't get pissed all over. That's the whole thing. It's such a thing to get home, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally get home. I have to clean off the seats. It was so bad. Take off these pants and put on my, you know, fresh clothes so I can watch the game.
Mm-hmm.
After cleaning myself, and it was just, oh, it's just, everything was a mess.
Mm-hmm.
So, but while I was driving home, I noticed my entire back was starting to stiffen up. I'm like, oh, my God, you know, and I'm trying to, you know, like you move your body to try to pop your back and stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm continually doing that. And it's giving me a little bit of comfort, but it's still, like, uncomfortable. And I'm like, oh, my God, what in the hell did I, what did I do? And so I get home, get out. And then I go in to watch the game. And as I'm walking in the house, I'm like, oh, my God, my back really hurts, you know. And when I walked in the house, it was really cool because I got a birthday gift on Saturday that I really loved.
What'd you get?
Well, the whole time I lived in this house, I hate to get off track, but I'll make it quick. The whole time I lived in this house, they had these stairwells or the stair railings, you know. Because you gotta walk. I don't know if you've been to this house or not.
No, I haven't been to that one.
When you first go in, you've got to walk up, you know, like 5 or 6 stairs or whatever it is, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And there was when we first got in, we first got the place, there was this this wall, you know, thing that had a stair thing, you know. I don't even know what they call them. The railings or?
Yeah, railing.
All right. Yeah, so there's a railing. When we moved in, we couldn't get our couch and stuff to fit in, so my brother took down the railing. He's like, it's only a few stairs, no big deal. But for years now, I have been walking up without the railings, and it's one of the reasons that my knees are so bad, you know, is the walking without having any support. So I've just been telling my wife about it. I said, it's miserable. I just can't even go down the stairs. So my brother went out and got new railings, and he put them up. For my birthday.
That's really nice.
Yeah, my brother and my uncle. I mean, my nephew.
Mm-hmm.
And so I came home and I was like, oh my God. So my back's hurting. My knees are hurting. And I walk up the stairs with the railings and it didn't even hurt that bad on my knees.
Mm-hmm.
And I used them again this morning when I went to take my daughter to school. Oh my God, they're amazing. My knees feel so much better already. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, my back is still wrenched.
Yeah.
Because I watched the Cubs game Saturday,
mm-hmm.
and I was a little sore, and I was like, oh, man. But then Sunday morning, I woke up, and I went to get out of bed Sunday morning, and it was miserable. I mean, it was miserable.
Back problems, back pains, just...
Oh, my God. And the fear is that... you know, it's not going to get better because it really hurts, you know. Really hurts. So anyway, I'm suffering through it. It still hurts, you know what I mean? It seems to be a little better today.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully it clears up soon, you know. Like, I got to go to the doctor's this afternoon at 4 o'clock. And I'm like, oh, my God, I got to do all that walking with this back. Ugh, you know. This is going to suck.
Mm.
At least I'll have the railings when I get home, you know.
Do you have a heating pad or anything?
I'm sure we do. I didn't think about that. I'm sure we do.
Either ice it or...
Yeah, see, I think I need to ice it. And then take a lot of drugs.
Heat works better.
I just need to do a lot of drugs, you know. Should have some Vicodin laying around. Although I
need Vicodin for your bag.
I hate Vicodin. I don't like how it makes me feel.
I'm allergic, so.
Yeah. But I do have some Tramadol.
Yeah, that'll help.
But it didn't help yesterday.
Oh.
And my wife said, she goes, I've got a Vicodin. Like, she was prescribed Vicodin for something. And I said, yeah, let me take one. And you know what? It actually helped.
Yeah.
So now it's like I'm afraid I'm going to become a Vicodin addict. But the Vicodin?
Yep.
You said you're allergic? I don't know. Yeah.
I'm allergic to codeine, Vicodin.
I take this Vicodin. My back stopped hurting. My knees stopped hurting.
Stop breathing.
I was pain-free on that Vicodin. But I'll tell you what. And usually when I take Vicodin, I feel like I'm floating. I don't like how it makes me feel.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're really, really in pain and you take Vicodin, just the pain goes away.
Yeah.
Nothing else. It was the weirdest thing because I didn't feel like I was floating. I just felt normal, and I just wasn't. So I'm like, oh, my God, I got to get away from this. I'm not going to borrow any more Vicodin because I liked it too much. You know,
right.
Like, this is how people get addicted to this. I do have to admit, though, that the Tramadol did nothing for me yesterday, nothing for my back.
See, sometimes it works for me. Sometimes it doesn't.
I wish it made me feel like the Vicodin did yesterday because my knees didn't even hurt.
Wow.
Of which I was
I'd say that it was working a little bit too good because you still want to be able to feel a little bit of pain.
Yeah, see, I felt.
So you know you're not hurting yourself.
And I was like, you know what? I was like, I bet I could work out, you know.
Yeah, that's not a good idea.
I bet I could work out with this. And then I was like, this is dangerous. This is why, this is what happens. That's why people get addicted to it.
Yeah. See, I'm going to have a problem coming up. I haven't told you yet.
Oh, no.
I have a surgical consult next Monday, so I won't be doing the show.
What are you getting a surgerated on?
My nose.
Your nose?
Yep.
What's wrong with your nose?
It's deviated so much that got bacteria backing up and in my
sinuses,
and that's why I'm sick a lot.
Oh, so, femoral, pleasuring.
That's not either.
That's what happened.
I don't stick my nose on it.
No, but it's a gathering in there. Yep, you got oral bacteria from...
No, I don't.
Sex. Oral sex bacteria is gathered in your nasal area.
Absolutely not. But they're going to, instead of re-break it and set it,
right?
They're going to shave the bone down.
Oh, man. Well, that's good, though.
That sounds horrible.
No, but it sounds like it'll help you from, you know...
I'm sure it'll help me, but the whole process of them shaving the bone down and the pain afterwards, I'm not looking forward to.
Listen, I got a bone right now.
Eventually sure you do.
Eventually that bone goes away, you feel just fine. Be back to normal. Yeah, I had my nose...
I'm probably going to be out whatever week it is they decide to do it.
When I was a kid, I had, surgery done on the nose, and it does suck, but...
Oh, that's right. You had your nose reconstructed.
The whole thing had to be redone, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because I thought they would just break it and reset it and everything would go back to normal, but it's been broken for 20 years.
How'd you break your nose?
Oh, horsing around with somebody, and when their head went upwards into my nose and my forehead.
How did you not? What, you didn't get it fixed then?
No, I wouldn't let them take me to the hospital.
Oh, you're so odd.
I'm not going to the hospital for a broken nose.
Yeah.
I was young and stupid. I was like 20.
Oh, Nikki. Nikki.
Yeah. Oh, it hurt.
They're going to fix it.
They wanted to take me in because they were afraid that I had cracked my forehead.
You're going to get it. They're going to say, oh, we noticed this. And they're going to go click, and they're going to grab your nose and do it. And all of a sudden, you're going to look at your nose and you're going to go, oh, my God, my nose is beautiful. It could have been beautiful all those years.
It was beautiful before.
It could have been beautiful. And I've been walking around with
a weird-ass bumpy nose.
You don't have an ugly nose, but, you're going to be like, oh, my God.
It looks like somebody pinched it at the end.
You're going to be like, oh, my God, my nose is beautiful.
Oh.
And I've been walking around with this nose the whole time, and it could have been beautiful. If I would have just not been stubborn.
I'm going to be like, can you do something about this, and then this bump, and then...
Sure, I'll tell you what to do, is I could take my penis.
Little Noid.
Hello, sir.
Good Lord.
You haven't lived till you've had a nose job. And I'm not talking nose job like surgery. I'm talking nose job. Take it, bitch.
What's wrong with him? Very disturbed individual.
He's not having a good Monday.
Yeah, so yesterday, and then the thing yesterday is I had to build a website for someone,
Oh, yeah?
A guy hired me to do his website. So he wanted somewhere to do a blog, and he wanted to own it himself. I'm like, yeah, no biggie. I'll hook it up for you, And I built him a nice. He just wanted a simple. I built him a nice, simple little website where he could blog, put up podcasts, all that different stuff. So there you go.
Cool.
But in order to do that, that requires me sitting for a while, So it just hurt my back even more.
Sit with the heating pad.
And then, oh my God, Nick, you won't believe this. My daughter. Okay.
So, I saw it.
Oh, you saw it?
On Facebook.
I put it on Facebook. That's right. My daughter yesterday.
That looked delicious. I need a piece of it right now.
Yeah. I can't even talk about how amazing how this whole thing came about. My wife and I were talking about something. I tell her about this cake. So when I was a kid, there was this cake that my grandmother got, and it was. And I'm just telling my wife, this is the best birthday cake in the best I've ever had. It was so amazing. And so my daughter, so I explained the cake to her. Right, my daughter who bakes just for fun, She finds out about it, and she decides she's going to try to make this cake. Now, this cake, in order for this, it took hours. Nikki, this thing took several.
I kept waiting for the final picture, and then finally it came.
This cake took, I think it took like 5 or 6 hours. It was unbelievable the work that went into this cake. She's boiling this, she's mixing this, she's taking this concoction, and she's, and eventually it's all got to get mixed together, and then it's got to be this, and then when everything's baked,
right,
you have to cut the bottom layer to make it completely even, and then so you can put the top layer on. But before that, you've got to, there is this whipped cream frosting that goes in the middle.
That it looks almost like a meringue when she was
no,
making it.
No, it is the most amazing freaking thing. It's unbelievable how good this
it
is.
It looks so good.
My daughter made it, and so she, you know, you got to do that, and then you got to let it sit in the freezer for so long. You got to take it out, then you got to put the other frosting on, and oh my, there was so much work in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then she actually, you know, she knows how to pipe, or she knows how to put the stuff in a bag and do all that stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then she did that. Oh my God! Finally, last night. She's like, if you want the cake, I'm ready to. And I go, are you serious? She goes, yeah, it's ready. And I had a piece of this cake, right? And I bite into it, and I'm thinking, oh yeah, this, you know, it's so sweet of my daughter. She's so amazing, and I'm like,
mm-hmm.
This cake's gonna be good, right? There's good, and then there's great,
mm-hmm.
Then there's freaking amazing, and then above that. Is this cake.
Right.
I'm going to tell you what. The first piece I took of this cake, I was, because I'm like, I take it and I'm just instantly happy. And I go, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I said, this, I remember this. But then I'm like, oh, this is even better than what I remember. You know what I mean?
Aww.
It was the most amazing thing. Of all time.
It kind of looks like a big ding-dong cake.
Nikki, I'm telling you, I can't even describe how delicious this cake was. And so I take a piece of the cake with the center, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then I take a piece of the cake and I sort of cut it to where I'm getting the center, the icing on the outside and the cake.
Mm-hmm.
I almost passed out. It was so good. I was like,
that's good.
It was, this is how good it was. Seriously. Now, I'm a big fat person, everyone. You know? And I have like a brownie or something, or, you know, if I had something like that, I instantly want another one.
Right.
Because it's good. And I like, oh, I got to have more. And I don't know if you understand this, but because I don't experience it either. I had this cake. Every bite was just an explosion.
Mm-hmm.
My body was mystified by this cake. It was so good. And Nikki, when I got done with the piece,
mm-hmm.
I was completely 100% satisfied.
Aww.
I'm like, this is the most amazing freaking thing I've... It was amazing. It is one of the best things in my life. Almost 50 years on this earth.
Right.
It is one of the most amazing things I've ever tasted that my kid whipped up. I go, Bella, I would pay $50 for this cake.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, oh, good, because I'm not sure I'll ever remember how to make it again. She says... I go, what? She goes, Dad. She goes, it was so much work. She goes, I don't even remember it all. And she goes, and I just sort of did some things to it. You know, it's like she just threw some stuff together. She didn't even, you know. She says, I'm not sure I could make it again.
Enjoy it.
This cake is unbelievable. And then I woke up today and all I'm thinking of is, oh, at some point today or some point tonight, I'm going to get another piece of that cake.
Mm-hmm.
It's so fantastic.
Cake is good for breakfast.
Well, please. I mean, it usually if it's something that's like okay,
mm-hmm.
I would have it for breakfast, lunch, dinner. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But this cake is so good and so rich and so moist and so perfect that I don't know. I just want to have one big piece of it and that, you know, and make it last. I don't want to waste, you know, I don't know if you understand that, but it's like, I don't want to waste it. I want it to last as long as I can make it last.
Right.
But anyway, my kid made the most amazing dessert I've ever had in my life. It was fantastic. It really was. And, you know, it's similar. Like, my wife makes me a cake that is also really good.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, as good as it is, this one is unbelievable. That my dog, it's so good I can't even stand it. It's really that good. Another listener mail that someone sent. Okay, they said, Brent says, Ray, about Nikki. Oh, it's about you, Nikki.
Oh, no. And it's Brent.
About Nikki and her... Did I tell you that? About Nikki and her nose.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, Ray, I think most of us know that in order to get your nose and bacteria,
mm-hmm.
when you're with a woman, you got to really get that nose in there.
Oh, good God.
Your tongue, your mouth. You got to get everything down in there really deep.
Mm-mm.
That's probably what happened to Nikki.
No.
One of her parties, sampling the taste of a woman.
No.
Maybe you got some bacteria up there.
No.
Ray, I also have a letter from Matthew who says, it sounds like some furmunda got stuck up in Nikki's nose.
I don't think so.
Some furmunda? Nikki.
Ugh.
Take that gross. From Linda. Take it out.
This has been a gross show.
Don't blame me. You're the one that's doing this stuff.
I get, like, sinus allergies. It has nothing to do with Fremunda.
And TJ sent me a message. TJ came over and hung out with me a little bit yesterday.
That's cool.
He said he's got rage. What? He's got rage to go on with us.
Oh, that should be fun.
Rage is going to come on. Okay, well, get him on. Get through, TJ. Call in. Or Skype in or something. He's got rage on the phone? I can tell Rage what I told TJ yesterday. Speaking of former show members, actually current show member, I don't know where he is, but Spanky. I mean, congratulations to Spanky.
Where is he at?
I don't know. He's probably celebrating the amount of downloads he had. Good Lord.
Oh, really?
A lot of people downloading the best of Spanky this weekend.
Good.
Holy crap. Did you hear any of it?
I was busy all weekend.
I got to tell you what. The first, like, 20-some-odd minutes of that special
mm-hmm.
is the saga of Jim and Spanky and the lost truck and the cops and all, but it's just, there's so much to the first 20 minutes. And when I put it together, I knew it was special, but
right.
That first 25 minutes is some of the funniest stuff I have ever in all the years of disaster. It is some of the best stuff. I mean, I'm laughing out loud listening to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, type into the thing. Tell TJ if he's... Oh, here they are. They're calling in now. Okay, good. I was going to say, tell him to call in. Yeah, but that first 25 minutes of the show is... the whole show is good, don't get me wrong. Uh-huh. But that first 25 minutes or so is unbelievable. Truly is. All right, who is on the phone? Hello?
Hey, Ray, it's TJ. How you doing?
Hey, TJ. What's going on, brother?
Oh, I'm fighting my phone right now to get Rage added back into this call.
Well, can't you use Skype?
Why don't you try to look it through Skype? Let me try that.
Have Rage call you on Skype, and then you dial us. You just connect to Chubby Ray Lytle on Skype and do it that way.
Here, let me go ahead and do that.
All right. Try it. All right, buddy. All right. Thanks.
All right.
So we'll see if he can get Rage in or not. Which Rage will like.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because I told TJ yesterday that I have decided to do a Rage special.
Ooh, there you go.
So you know that Rage will like that. I mean, he's going to be all excited, you know. He's going to be all kinds of excited knowing Rage. And the two people that are planning on downloading the two people planning on downloading a Rage special are also pretty excited.
Hello?
Hello?
Rage, are you on there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, boy.
Got it.
Hello, Rage.
Hello.
Okay. Well, first of all, Ray.
Yeah?
Happy birthday, man.
My birthday's tomorrow, but thank you.
And congratulations to your cubbies for making it to the series.
Well, thank you. It was a very exciting time. Very exciting time for me.
Oh, I bet. I seen you and Deidre flying the W under your eyes after it was all done.
That's actually my daughter Bella, but thank you.
I haven't seen any y'all forever. I don't know.
My wife is probably very happy that you think that she looks like a 14-year-old. Well, my daughter's 14, but she does. I mean, doesn't she look older, Nikki? In that picture?
Your daughter?
Yeah.
You think she looks older?
In that picture, yeah. So. That picture with the W's on her face?
Oh. She looks about 17.
Yeah, that's what I mean. She does look older. I mean.
So how you been?
I dropped my daughter off at school today. And I drop her off. She gets out of the car. And I saw a guy checking out her ass. And I got to tell you, as a father, that's like the worst feeling in the world. I pull up to the Chatham Glenwood school, and I let her off. And she's like, I love you, Dad. I'm like, I love you, baby. I'll pick you up, you know, because I'm going to pick her up like 3 o'clock today, you know. And she gets out of the car, and she starts walking into school, and she's wearing, I don't know what she's wearing. She's wearing like, you know, these pants the girls wear, but they're not pants.
Leggings.
Yeah, leggings. She's wearing leggings. So she's walking into school, and this kid who looks like he's, I mean, I don't know how old this kid is, but he's definitely not, you know, well, I don't care if he's 100 or if he's 2, whatever it is, he's not the proper age to be scoping out my daughter's ass the way he was. And I'm like,
there's never an age for that.
And I'm like, you son of a bitch. I mean, I had to take breaths, you know, I'm like, Settle down, you know, because I'm like, I'm going to get my ass out of the car, hobble over and smack this kid right in the face. But I didn't. I took my breath. I was fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw this kid looking at my daughter's ass. And the problem was he was a big kid.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd get out and hit him because I'd probably kick my ass. But no, this kid was a fairly decent-sized kid.
I got a 16-year-old stepdaughter, so I know where
you know what I'm talking
right.
about. It's very disconcerting, oh, yeah. You know, to have someone checking out your child. It's like, oh, no.
Oh, every time someone does, I'm sitting there thinking, okay, I know where a hog farm is. Oh, I know where a lime pit is. You're not coming out of this alive.
I was ready to call the police.
Oh, see, that's fine. Call the police. I'm going a whole different route with this. They won't come back from it.
You're scoping out my child's ass here. Now we got problems.
Right?
Your child anymore.
I know. And she's getting older. And I'm like, oh, my God. I just can't even fathom. I don't even want to talk about what could possibly be coming next. So.
It makes you sit there and think, okay, do I play this the nice way or do I play this, you know, to where you're hiding the body sort of thing?
Yeah.
She'll be off the
I know exactly where you're coming from.
So I see this kid look at her ass, right? And I'm angry. And then I'm just trying to resolve, you know what I mean? Like breathe. And then I start thinking, well, I think that kid was driving. And he's walking into school after driving himself, right? And I start thinking, boy, what would I be thinking
when I looked at girls' asses going into high school, and then I got really mad. You know? It's like, oh, my God, I know what was going through my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm getting mad all over again. Yeah, that was a rough...
rough little moment there.
Yeah, rough to deal with, you know?
Nice little growing pain for you.
And then I started thinking about what I thought about, man, what did I think about when I was that kid's age? And I'm looking at it, and I'm like, oh, my God. And then I started even thinking about now what I think about when I, like, see my wife's ass. If I'm driving somewhere and I see some, you know. So I tell you what, I like those MILFs, you know. Like, I can't look at high school girl ass and get, you know, it's just not, it doesn't do anything for me. I can't even, I tell you what, I can't even look at college girl ass and I just can't do, you know what I mean? I can't.
Too young.
Yeah, it's just, but I'll tell you what, you give me.
When you get a certain age.
Yeah. You give me a woman around 30, you know. Around 30 through about, you know, mid-40s. I don't know how old they are, but, you know, they got to, yeah. You know. There's women in their 50s I know who have amazing rear ends, you know. But you see the butts and you go, oh, my God. And I know what I'm thinking. I mean, I'm not like Trump. I don't want to go out and grab anybody. But, I mean, it's like I'm thinking it, you know. Right. I'm thinking it. I mean, this isn't a locker room. So I don't want to have that discussion. No, but you know, it's like I'm thinking about it. But I mean, I look at those rear ends. I'm like, oh my God, look at her. And I'm thinking about, oh my God, this is my child. That guy's probably thinking the same thing that I'm thinking about. You know. So now I
want
to find.
Makes you want to go out and break them kneecaps.
Well, now I want to find that kid's mom. And I want to, you know, I want to have that kid watch as I look at his mom lick my lips. You know, that's what it feels like, you little mother effer.
You're like, dude, that's my mom.
Yeah, I'm licking my lips. Look at your mom's ass. How's that make you feel? How's it make you feel, you little bastard? So anyway, Rage, listen, I'm glad you're on. I got to reveal something to you. I told TJ this. I don't know if he told you. Did TJ tell you anything about me and show or anything?
Well, we talking, but...
Good, then I'm going to break the news to you.
Okay.
So I just did the Spanky special this weekend.
Yes.
Which, by the way, it was up there in downloads with, like, Marvin numbers. You know what I mean?
That's awesome.
Because Marvin has got, you know, when you got the most listened to shows, you get Marvin, you get Jimmy, you know. You get people like that. I put up the Spanky special, of all things. And the Spanky special got huge downloads. I mean, it was gigantic. In fact, I should text him.
Spanky's a likable guy.
Well, I'm going to text him.
It was good.
Yeah. Did you, what'd you think of it, TJ?
Man, it was good. I enjoyed every minute of it.
Yeah, people, I'll tell you what, it was listened to a lot.
Jimmy getting gagged when Spanky wrecked the car, I had to pull the semi over. I was laughing that hard.
I thought it was really good. And the first, like I said, the first 25 minutes, first 25 minutes of that special, you will laugh out loud at least 5 times. And it's just so I mean, it's a classic moment. I'm like, oh my God. And when I was putting it together, I heard it and I was like, you know, I was laughing from how funny it was. But, yeah. So hold on. I'm texting Spanky. I'm going to text Spanky right now and tell him about his special, you know. I think it'll make him feel good. Let's see. Spanky special. Hold on. Then I'm going to explain the. So next month, well, this month, or next month is June, November. And the special is going to be Jim the Photographer special because Jimmy died in November. And,
yeah.
You know. And so that's going to be the special for November. And December.
That's going to do huge numbers.
Yeah, December is a Christmas special. What in the world? December is the Christmas special. And then January is I think I'm doing the Mikey special January.
It's either January or February I'm going to do Mikey's special, then I'm going to do the Bodine special, right? But I decided that I did a Bodine special not that long ago, right?
Right.
So rather than a Bodine special in January or February, prepare yourselves. I will be doing, producing, the Rage special.
Oh, wow.
That's going to be fun.
Can you imagine that?
From all the stuff we've done over those years?
Yeah. There'll be a Rage special. The first of, there could be several, but I'm, you know, it's just going to be one. But it's still, it's going to be the Rage special. The special that none of you asked for, but I think when you hear it, you're going to love it. So I'll start working on that. I'll start working on that probably in December. So I wanted to announce to you that coming up in 2017, the special you never thought would happen, the Rage.
You never hoped would happen.
The Rage special, Rage and his fan. Rage and that imbecile freak. I always like, by the way, I always liked that freak kid. He made me laugh.
No.
Rage
and didn't
freak.
Make you laugh too much when the F-bombs got dropped.
Well, I didn't like that, no. But I do like that kid. He did make me, he made me laugh, you know.
Rage, if you wouldn't have kicked him in the junk, then he wouldn't have dropped the F-bomb.
That's true. So,
I go back to it. It's still all your fault.
It is his fault. And then mother effing me and stuff on the Mayhem Unleashed show.
Yeah.
What are you taking shots at me for, by the way?
You haven't taken shots at me over the years.
Doesn't matter. I just want to know what I have done to deserve any kind of shots.
Really? You don't know what you've done?
No, I don't. I think what I've done
Look
to you.
Look at every Rage Against the Machine.
I think I made you famous, is what I think. How many people are going to go to Brawl? Yeah. How many people will see you at like a Brawloween or something and say, oh, that guy, I know that's that Gavin Alexander. He's Rage. I love that guy on the radio.
Speaking of that, you're supposed to be there, right?
I cannot go now because it's the World Series.
Oh.
I was going to go, but now I'm going to watch the World Series. The Cubs are on. I can't, you know. But I would have loved to.
It's going to be funny. There's going to be like half the locker room watching it on their phone.
I know. It's I mean, I wanted to go, and I told Tim I was going to go. I mean, you know. Anyway.
Rage, I think you owe Ray a thank you for making you famous.
Yeah, what the hell? How come you don't thank me?
It doesn't sound like you're very thankful.
Wait, who's that talking?
That's Nikki.
Hello?
Nikki, shut up.
What? Don't tell Nikki.
Shut up.
Don't tell my co-host to shut up.
I'm trying to talk to Ray, and you're going to butt your nose in.
That's right. I'm the co-host.
Can you ever get along with anyone? Last time I introduced you.
I'm trying to have an actual conversation with you.
Well, Nikki's always involved in the conversations. She's always involved in the conversations. She's not the peanut gallery.
We're trying to have a conversation about me thanking you, and other people butting in is not appreciated.
Really?
Well,
life.
Put on your big girl panties and deal with
it. Yeah, put on your big girl panties. Boy, they would be. Could you imagine the size he'd wear? Oh, goddamn. I'll tell you what. Even freaking Lane Bryant doesn't make panties that big.
I do appreciate what you've done.
They have a Lane Bryant like
I do appreciate
5XLs. I mean, Jesus, how come every time I introduce you to somebody, Rage, you got to, you know, Sarah Jane, now you're attacking Nikki? Good Lord.
Who the fuck's that?
By the way, Spanky's on the phone. Hey, Spank.
Hey, what's going on? What's that fat ass bitch about now? Anything he can.
He gets on.
Spanky, I wouldn't be talking about fat ass, brother. You were pretty large last time I seen you.
I got a fat ass. Don't go getting on my gravy train, boy. I'll get down there and come up and convince a whoop ass on you.
Shit, I'm right here in Clinton. Holler at your boy.
So, Spanky's got the, you got the flu, don't you? I can't believe you're calling
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I've had the flu since Wednesday.
Oh, dude, I'm so sorry. I can't believe you're calling in. That's nice of you. No, I was telling Rage.
I had to call in because I heard that disturbing crap online there.
Yeah, I was telling Rage that I'm doing a special for him. I mean, this
whole. Cool.
Yeah, I tell TJ, I go, I think I'm going to do a special to Rage. I said, get him on the phone for me so I could, announce the special. So I thought Rage would be like going, I thought he'd be excited and saying thank you. And I wanted to hear the words, well, Ray, I'm honored and all that. No, he comes on. He tells Nikki to shut up.
Oh, how dare him.
He starts. I mean, it's unbelievable. He says,
Rage.
He basically,
I never got to finish what I was
he
saying.
He implies that I was mean to him or something. I don't know what he's doing.
Disrespectful.
Yeah, very disrespectful. Mm-hmm.
Did I ever get a chance to finish what I was saying? Hell no, I didn't.
All right, finish what you were saying. Stop attacking women.
First of all,
he attacks women like a masher, sir. He's like a masher.
Thank you, Little Noid. Now, go ahead, continue.
I do appreciate everything you've done for me.
Mm-hmm.
I do. It was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, you made it to where I was somewhat a name in Springfield.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for that. Mm-hmm. And thank you for doing this special, even though I know this special is going to be one of, how can I put this? It's where you're trashing the holy hell out of me.
I'm not trash. I want me to. You have no trust.
You can do that on your. You yeah. can do that on your own, man, from the Sangamon County Jail.
Yeah.
Hey, TJ, if I wanted your opinion, I'd give it to you.
You get it anyway.
You have a call.
Anyhow.
From the Sangamon County Jail. This call is coming.
Anyhow.
From the Sangamon County Jail.
Yeah, we might hear some rage in prison. We might hear some rage in prison bits.
You know, like those Rage Against the Machine bits.
Uh-huh.
You know I won the elevator one.
Sir, I have lined up the... Sir, I've lined up the buzzer. I've lined up the liar... The liar sound effect buzzer for Rage.
Thank you, Little Noid.
I mean, just in case, sir. I mean, Rage is not known to be a liar, but just in case I've lined it up.
Thank you, Little Noid. I'm sorry, Rage, you were saying...
That whole elevator one,
uh-huh.
You know I won that one.
Really?
Hmm. Yeah.
Nope, sorry. The liar buzzer seems to disagree with that. I'm very
well,
sorry.
Little Noid's a crackhead, so.
Very sorry. I'm hearing some disagreement there. Hmm.
Yeah, well, this is, who else was there? Freaking Toby. Yeah. And they seem... Me standing at the bottom of the stairs when the door opened.
You're saying that you beat the elevator in that one Rage Against the Machine.
Well, yeah, I jumped a few stairs, but still.
Okay, do you want to redo that one? I'll put you and Meatball at it, and you two can redo
that. Nah, see, here's the thing, though. That was many years ago.
Mm-hmm. He couldn't jump a softball if it was laying in the middle of the road.
Sorry, Spanky, I couldn't understand you. I don't speak hillbilly.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Well, that's your loss.
I have him on. I have him on. He has to pick fights with everybody. I've never known a person to be that combative with everyone they meet. When he was on Breaking Curfew, he was really
a very nice
late.
Person.
He filled in. And he would call in during Breaking Curfew. And I told Pickett. I think it was Pickett. Maybe it was Gully. Anyway, I said, you know, Rage sounds really good. They said, yeah. And I said, he'll F it up. I go, what? I go, he'll F it up. And they're like, what do you mean? I said, he'll find a way to F it up. Like, he's having really good appearances on the show. He'll F it up. And sure enough, he did. He hooks up with Sarah Jane. Forces her to orally pleasure him, borrows money.
There is no There's no forcing. Don't ever say I forced. Well, you know what?
I think, you know the funniest part about that? I do remember. I remember you getting very angry when we implied you date raped her. He's like, I didn't date rape anybody.
It's a gun or a knife. I will put one through you if you ever accuse me of that shit.
I didn't date rape anybody. Boy, it sure sounded like it, though, when she was describing
it. Did he date rape somebody, right?
Yeah, well, Sarah Jane was a regular caller. She was a regular caller to the show, right? And she calls in and she kind of like Rage's voice, you know, because he comes across as some kind of rebel, you know.
The bad boy.
Yeah, he's a bad boy. So she agrees to go out one date with him, right?
Yeah.
So he takes her out on a date. By the way, she has to pay.
Really?
And then he comes home and so she like starts falling for him. So he takes her over to her house and she says, you know, that she's got a, that, you know, whatever, like she's not going to do anything. And he goes, oh yeah, we're not going to do anything. But then he doesn't leave until she ends up blowing him.
Oh, my God.
And then she's like, well, I want you to call me. He goes, oh, yeah, I'll definitely call you. He goes, oh, except I'm trying to think of how this went down. He goes, oh, my phone doesn't work. I'd give you my phone number. And she goes, well, why doesn't it work? He goes, oh, I got to pay like $50 on my bill. And he goes, hey, if you loan me, I hate to joke about it, but it was kind of a smooth move. He goes, if you loan me $50, I can pay the bill, and that way when you call me, I'll answer the phone. So she gives him $50. Which, by the way, that's on her, you know. So she gives him $50, right? And then he never answers the phone.
Rage,
did you have a girlfriend at the time when that was going on? Why isn't he answering?
I think he might have hung up on us.
Did he hang up?
I think he did.
Well, he probably did.
Rage.
Yeah, I think he had a girlfriend.
He was already texting me going, shut up, I'm livid. I'll deal with him tonight. He's starting his presidential campaign tonight.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, so he gets her to blow him, right? He borrows $50, and then he gives her his phone number. He goes, yeah, it'll be working tomorrow. And so he takes the money, pays his bill, and then she calls him, and he never answers.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah. So we always give him grief.
So then he hung up.
Yeah, so he hung up. He could tell I was going to tell a story, and he hung up again.
Poor little fella. Oh, he's upset. He's like, I didn't date rape her. That was the last text I got from him.
But I didn't even say he date raped her. We were implying that he date raped her, and that's why he got so mad. So rather than have the discussion and have us say, you know, he didn't date rape her, we were just saying that, and that's what made him mad. He gets mad all over again, and he hangs up.
That's the way it looks.
Yeah, I'm going to make that Rage special. I'm going to make that whole thing like 6 minutes long. People usually get like an hour. It's going to be, here's the Rage. Here's all the stuff that Rage did good. And it'll be like, you know, one bit. Now, stay tuned next week for all the stuff that Rage did shitty. This 4-hour special.
excuse me.
So listen.
Do you want me to get you the stuff where we've continued it and send it to you?
Yeah, we'll get whatever you can get. Yeah, I'll put it on.
Oh.
Hey, by the way, let me plug the show. Yeah. Are you doing the show tonight, TJ?
Yeah, I'm doing the show tonight.
Mayhem Unleashed. You can follow it on Facebook if you want. The show tonight. And hey, make sure to ask Rage why he hung up this morning, because we were just getting good. We were just getting started.
Oh, it was getting fun.
Yeah. Tell him that. I mean, I was going to tell the story. I thought, I got to admit, I can admit after all these years, I thought it was kind of funny that, I mean, I hate that he treated the poor girl so bad. He should have paid her back. But I think it's kind of funny how he, I am to this day impressed with how he got her to give the money. And I wish he'd have paid her back.
He learned from the master.
And she said, I'll tell you what, we've had her on and she's talked about it before. And she said, we tried to get her to say that he was really small, you know?
Yeah.
But she said he wasn't super small, you know? That he was like just average. He was like average, you know.
Of which, if somebody would have, if I'm a girl and someone borrows money from me and never pays it back, I'm probably lying and saying that they have a, you know, like a micro penis.
And she still wants to leave the door open so she can get it again.
Yeah, and she didn't take a shot at him when she got the chance. Shows what a sweet girl she is. She's very religious now, you know. Oh, that might have been it, too.
I remember
that. Because she was religious, and I was trying to get her to talk about Rachel's penis. All right, so anyway, tonight, Mayhem Unleashed. TJ, thank you, buddy. Everyone, tune in to what's the – you'll be on Facebook Live? Will you be on Facebook Live?
I will be on Facebook Live for a little bit tonight.
All right.
And then the full audio at mayhemunleashed.podbean.com. And I'm yelling at them right now about the download and why people can't download.
Absolutely. And remember, follow them. Just look for Mayhem Unleashed on Facebook and follow them there as well. Anyway, thank you, TJ.
You bet.
All right, buddy.
You guys have a great show.
Thank you. And hey, Spanky, congratulations again on your massive amount. I was really impressed.
Well, thank you.
Massive amount of downloads for the Spanky special. If you didn't get it over the weekend, make sure to download it today. It's available at MooringDisaster.net. This show will also be available at MooringDisaster.net. Spanky, I cannot believe you called in. I know you're suffering from the flu.
Well, I was dozing in and out, and I heard that on there, and I thought, this can't be happening.
Well, tomorrow, we have a lot to talk about tomorrow.
Oh, yes, we do.
I don't know if you heard, but Nikki's consistent desire to orally pleasure has caused
what?
Bacteria in her nose, and she's got to go in.
Uh-oh.
There's so much in there.
I'm getting a nose job.
She got so much stuff up in her nose, they got to drain it.
I have a deviated septum.
They got to go in and do a draining. So much in there. So, yeah, let us. You're not. That's next Monday, though, right? Is when you go to that appointment?
Next Monday is the surgical consult.
Okay. Well, listen, good show today, people. There's a lot I didn't get to. I promise I'll get to it tomorrow. And, tomorrow's my birthday. Oh, shit.
Tomorrow, yeah.
So, a regular show, I guess. You know.
Cubs are going to win tomorrow night.
No, the Cubs don't play. Oh, yeah, they do play tomorrow night. Oh, my God.
Yeah, tomorrow night.
It's your birthday.
Oh, game one. They're playing on my birthday. Can't believe it. That'll be a blast.
All right,
guys. Well, I'll let you go. Thank you. Good show today.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you to Spanky for calling, and even though he's got the flu. Thanks to Rage for hanging up. Thanks to TJ.
Yeah, he hung up on me.
Thanks to TJ for – yeah. He gets in a fight with Spanky and then hangs up when I start talking about Sarah Jane and how we think that it was a date rape. I mean, who hangs up when they're accused of date rape? I mean, come on. What the hell?
What were you expecting?
What a puss. Stay on and accept your date rape charge like a man. All right.
Big girl panties.
Big girl. Oh, yeah. Nikki
Bryant and Nick, big girl panties.
And Nikki told him to pull up his big girl panties. I wonder why he left. All right, we're back tomorrow, 8:30 a.m. for another episode of The Morning Disaster. So long, everybody.
Goodbye.
Yeah.